77 degrees at 8:57. Time to take a quick check of commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets continue to try to regain its composure after last week's disappointing sell-off. Note, first thing out of the gate this morning, no export sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. A little bit of a disappointment, but we're shrugging that off. Current price action shows September corn up 8 3/4 at 385 3/4, December corn 399 up 8 1/4, and July of next summer 419 3/4 up 8 1/4. Looking at the soybean complex, August soybeans 997 1/2 up 8. November new crop soybeans 1009 3/4 up 8 as well. And looking at August meal, 326.1 or 326.10 a ton up 260. And August oil, 33.40 up 23. Switching to the wheat complex, September Chicago wheat, 506 up 2 1/4. December wheat up 2 1/2 at 529 1/2. Kansas City December wheat, 530 1/2 up 1 1/4. And Minneapolis wheat up 9 at 792 1/4. Looks like the dollar is up convincingly, and the crude oil market is up just a touch. Commitment of traders profile showed that funds covered their short position and actually went long in the corn complex, now currently long about 29,000 contracts. Might be adding two, but we need to be a little bit careful here on how much we can expect them to add. In soybeans, funds reversed their position as well from short 70,000 contracts to long about 19,000 contracts. Right now, what we're trying to transmit to our clients and our audience is that we're focusing on patience. Variability in the plant, replant, and replant again situation draws into question the data set that the USDA will be drawing from in their August and September timeframe. Our observation is that the variability of the crop progress may keep the USDA from adjusting yield expectations later rather than sooner. You know, we obviously think that the yield expectations should be reduced in corn and quite possibly a little bit in beans as well. But the time frame going forward is, when can we assume the USDA to make that adjustment? And right this minute, we think that they're going to be more cautious than they are aggressive in making that adjustment. So we can do it in our market strategies, and we can assume that the downside is limited. But for the time being, make sure that everybody realizes the upside is not opening up just like we want just yet. And last week was a perfect example that the market may not be ready to engage what we think is right. So we hope everybody has a great week, and thank you very much.
All right, Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities, thank you. Joining us from Lafayette, Indiana, this is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.